Robinhood Radio presents Do the Right Thing
with Karen Grigsby Bates, Los Angeles-based correspondent for NPR News. Karen also was a news reporter for People magazine, a contributing columnist on the op-ed pages for the Los Angeles Times for 10 years. Karen's work has also appeared in Time, The New York Times, The Washington Post, Essence, and Vogue.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
It's Karen Grigsby Bates, Do the Right Thing, live from her recovery bed. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Jill. Yes, at a safe distance where I don't infect you with whatever this is.
Yeah, but before you even get into the heart of it, the recovery from this particular version of whatever you want to call it is lengthy. And this is for regular healthy people. I'm not even talking about people with compromised immune system. It is taking. I've got people with 3+ going on to week 4, and it's a doozy.
You won't feel like your real self for a while there, which is why it's important to, if you are sick or if you think you're starting to get sick, stay home. It's amazing how contagious this is. And it's not like a cold that lasts for a day and a half or so, and then you bounce back. You're going to be really dragging around for a while. And so, it's, you know, if you can help your coworkers not get sick, it would be not just a kindness, but it's probably good for whatever business you're working in at this point.
Yeah, and this is even if you are crucial, because again, I know people have had it, and they have had to just literally take the time off because you feel so horrible that you're not much use anyway. Plus, you're infecting people.
Yeah, it's very strange. It's one of those things where you may not feel miserable, although a lot of people do, but what you feel is this inexplicable fatigue. So you get up to answer the telephone across the room or to go to the bathroom or to see what's in the mail slot because you're tired of being in bed. And then you go back to bed for the rest of the day because it's totally used up all your energy. It's a very strange thing. And if you've had it, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't had it, count yourself lucky. And if you think you're coming down with it, definitely take it someplace where you won't give it to a whole bunch of other people.
Now, there are a lot of people who don't even think about that anymore. I mean, the first impulse to that, and we've done shows about this, I don't know, 3 or 4 of them, where I can't. I have to do X, Y, Z.
Now, I alone can do it, yes. And if you get hit by a bus on the way to work, Somebody's going to take care of what you think only you can do. So don't get hit by a bus, but also don't get on the bus and go to work. It's one of those things where if you're thinking clearly, you have to start to think about the fact that it's not, even if you're okay with doing this, you're kind of gifting these germs to everybody around you and maybe wiping out your whole department at once, which can have consequences in the not too distant future.
And if you have any exposure whatsoever to the elderly or to people with compromised or the younger, people with either not fully formed or compromised immune systems, you're not being, it's literally unhelpful.
Yeah, I've heard people say to me, I don't get a flu shot every year. I don't believe in that. It's like, well, okay, you can not believe in it, but do you believe in protecting the people around you, like your kids and your parents and your elderly neighbors and the person across the street that has, something like lupus or an autoimmune disease that could be compromised by this? Maybe if you're not interested in doing it for you, do it for them.
Yeah, and even though this particular flu shot this year is not necessarily hitting the percentage, and I know you've also done multiple stories on that, it appears to not be hitting the usual percentage.
Yeah,
what it is
different strain.
Yeah, but that being said, what it is hitting is, you know, it's hitting some of it, not hitting all of it, but hitting some of it.
And also, if you have had a flu shot and you catch a strain of the flu that you weren't inoculated against this time around, the general medical consensus is what you catch will be less severe than if you hadn't had a shot at all. So there is that. If you live by yourself, this can be a really tough thing because you need people to bring you stuff, you know, food, Kleenex. It's amazing how much goo is in your body and how much of it will, you know, eventually start to come out. And you need somebody to bring you stuff for that or to help you empty the overflowing waste baskets after a while. So to not get sick in the first place would be a really good thing.
Yeah, and again, you would know because you were trying not to get sick in the first place and you ended up sick in the first place.
Well, interestingly enough, I mean, and I cannot swear that this is how it happened, but I was okay and on an airplane and sitting next to a guy who kept sneezing, saying, "Oh, excuse me, these are just allergies." And I thought, maybe they are and maybe they aren't. So, you know, in that instance, you're in the middle seat, you're next to a guy who's sort of sneezing into the window, which was more considerate than just not covering your mouth at all. But that could have been what got me. Or it could have been somebody else, you know. And the thing is, it's a good thing to wash your hands a lot, even though your hands will start to feel kind of sandpapery. Keep one of those little bottles of antibacterial hand gel in your pocket. The thing is, it's probably not great overall to constantly be, you know, wiping your hands with this on the long term. Right now, during this season, it's a good thing to be doing. Do that. Try to keep your hands away from your, which is the hardest thing. You know, people tell you, don't put your hands on your face, because you're taking germs straight to, and you know this, and you hear this, and unconsciously, you know, what do? The first thing you want to do is rub your eyes after that, which is exactly what you're not supposed to, but if you can be conscious of that, that is a good thing. If you can be a little bit paranoid and wipe down the doorknobs that lead to the bathroom and, you know, the supply room, and interestingly, the handles to your refrigerator, just cesspools of germs.
Right.
So if you can wipe those down either before or after or both, you might be sparing somebody, including you, the chance to get this.
Right. And, you know, do you recall, I think you were also on a plane at one point and you saw someone sneeze into their sleeve?
Yes.
And yes. I just always thought about that because what people don't realize is, you know, how many times has your mother or someone told you, cover your mouth, cover your nose, or you sneeze into your hands and then you take your hand and you touch something.
Touch things, yeah. Yes. So if you sneeze into the crook of your elbow, even the nurse at urgent care said, yeah, I'll look down and sneeze into, you know, the neck of my shirt, because then I'm hitting my chest, but I'm not hitting anybody else. And she said, you know, I carpool a couple of times a week, and sometimes, you know, if I sneeze when I'm driving, I apologize profusely, roll down all the windows and get fresh air in there. And she said, on the one hand, you know, my carpool mates look at me and go, yeah, you medical people are really paranoid. And she said, have you caught anything yet? Well, there you go.
So that's definitely there. And yes, it's tedious, and yes. But especially right now, it's, you know, it just takes us to our usual default position of, be a little bit conscious of the people around you, and you know, everybody may benefit from it.
And if you have sick days and you're sick, please stay home and be sick. Whether it's this or something else, it's just so much better for everybody if for those first few days, or in this case, first week or so, when you're just like one big germ pinata, to stay home. Work from home if you can. Not everybody can, and that, I understand that. But if you can, if you have the option, take the option. I know a lot of people don't get a lot of sick days, and they don't want to use their vacation days being sick, which I totally understand. That's exactly what I did over Christmas and, for the last couple of weeks. Because if you're super sick, then you need to be super sick, whether it's, and which is why some companies are switching to something called paid time off. So whether you're sick or whether you're on vacation, if you need to stay home, you're home.
And this is all just something that you kind of incorporate. It's called life. Deal with it.
Yeah. Flu season will eventually go away. This is a particularly bad one. People say they're going to look back on it a few years from now and go, whoa, 2018 was really, really bad. It has all the earmarks of being that, but it would be nice to not have 2 or 3 years of that in a row. And it would be nice if the season ended, as they think it probably will, around March and not in May. So the fewer people we can get sick, the shorter the season will be.
Thank you very much, Karen Grigsby Bates. Do the right thing.
Stay healthy out there, folks.
Feel better yourself.
You've been listening to Do the Right Thing with Karen Grigsby Bates, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow.
On the web, robinhoodradio.com.
Fly right.